Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. Let me be the first to announce there are only 51 more shopping days left before Christmas. 51 wonderful days to make sure everybody on your list gets exactly what they deserve. And do I plan to take advantage of it? Do I plan to do my shopping early? Of course not. I don't even know why I brought up the subject. The differences between men and women are never more obvious than when it comes to Christmas shopping. Women want to look, compare, study, analyze, feel, smell, poke, prod, and ask questions about each and every item they think they might buy before they buy it. 51 shopping days are never enough time for a woman. Men, on the other hand, wait until the last possible second to shop, then attack it like a military operation. Lock and load, in and out, take no prisoners, the mission comes first. And if we see anybody we know who might want to stop and chat for a while, we dive for cover, preferably behind a magazine. As a general rule, men hate to shop. Going to Lowe's and Sears is okay because they sell chainsaws and PVC pipe. But going to the mall is like walking into quicksand on purpose. That's why, my fellow men, I challenge you to try something new this year. I challenge you to make handmade, do-it-yourself presents for everybody on your Christmas list. Crazy, you say? Maybe. But we men can do anything we set our minds to as long as it doesn't involve shopping. In fact, I already know what I'm going to make. Squirrel-skinned man bags, boxers, and wall clocks, complete with swinging tails. And if all goes well, I might even try selling them on eBay and make a squirrel skin fortune. It's squirrel season, you know. Now, I see some of you shaking your heads and saying, it's inhumane to kill a poor defenseless squirrel just so you don't have to go Christmas shopping. Besides, wouldn't the boxers feel a bit itchy? Well, maybe. But you don't know about the incident and how it changed my life. One day, while sitting under a tree in the woods, I heard a noise behind me that sounded like an enormous grizzly bear sharpening its claws, getting ready to rip me apart. So, why was I in the woods sitting under a tree in the first place? Squirrel hunting. I'd never been before, and my friend thought it was time for me to start. He gave me a gun, a few shells, and said, "Don't come back until you get one." 27 minutes later, I heard the grizzly, or at least that's what I thought it was. With my heart racing and me barely breathing, I somehow found enough courage to peek around the tree and look death right between the eyes. But instead of a grizzly, all I saw was a little furry squirrel with a little bushy tail. So, I took a shot at it and missed. And do you know what that furry little rat did? He started laughing at me. I knew he was laughing because he was grinning, with one paw covering his mouth and the other paw pointing right at me. And then I saw more squirrels, a lot more. They surrounded me and were all laughing. Some were laughing so hard they were actually rolling around on the ground in pain, holding their furry little tummies. I fired a couple more shots, missed every time, and they just kept laughing. I could still hear them laughing as they scattered back in the woods, leaving me sitting alone under the tree. Well, they're not going to laugh at me this year. I've got 51 days to get one of them and turn the little bugger into a clock. Who knows? It might one day become a treasured gift passed down from generation to generation. And to think, I never once had to step inside a mall. So, Merry Christmas shopping to all, and let the shooting begin.